Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on YouTube or social media, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. My name is Madhavi. I am your host. I'm your Chief Motivating Officer of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a health and wellness coach and a healthcare worker. Today, I wanted to share with you a couple of things, two things that kind of started to become a theme during my yoga classes when I was teaching this week and even last week and when I was working with my health and wellness coaching clients. Two things. One thing is showing up for yourself. And the other thing is to not give up on yourself. So I have some notes here that I'm going to be looking at. So I'll keep looking down. So just don't mind me. So I'll give you the definition of showing up for yourself. It means actively and consistently taking care of your own well-being, needs, and aspirations. It involves making a conscious effort to prioritize yourself and your growth, even when you're focused with challenges and distractions. Challenges and distractions, guys, are things but what we call when life happens. So when things don't go according to schedule, something else like a detour or a blockage in the road, whatever it is, those are your challenges and distractions. So this concept encompasses various aspects of self-care, self-compassion, and personal development. And it is about being present and committed to your own journey of growth and fulfillment. So showing up for yourself. The way I end every yoga class is I invite everyone to bow to themselves and give themselves some love, self-gratitude, and just giving themselves thanks for doing the hardest thing. That's showing up for yourself. They didn't show up to their yoga mat for me. I remind my students that. They showed up to their yoga mat for themselves to find something that they're looking for, digging deeper, creating that mindfulness practice, creating a practice so they can be present for their own personal well-being and health and wellness. Everything that I teach on the yoga mat, I actually teach and coach while I'm teaching on the yoga mat. I teach people, my students, my clients, how to take what we're learning on the yoga mat into life practice. What? How could a yoga pose take work in life practice, holding a warrior pose? That makes no sense. Well, that's the secret. My secret sauce, my fairy dust that I sprinkle in every yoga class is I'll teach you the meanings of these poses and what we're going through by using metaphors and then giving you the opportunity to really think about how it connects into your personal life. So this is where I'm talking about showing up for yourself. Show up to do the thing that you know will feel good in your body, that will make you feel better, that will make you perform better at work, at school, at play, in life. Choose something that you would like to show up for yourself to do that you enjoy. Don't punish yourself. Showing up for yourself is not a punishment. Showing up for yourself is doing something that is truly worthy for your personal life style, your life practice. Each and every one are different. So if you don't like to go running for exercise, this is an example for exercise, then don't go running. Do some other kind of cardio that you like. There's so many different styles that have been invented, created. You can just use your body. You don't need equipment for strength training. Just whatever it is, you can incorporate strength and cardio together with mixed exercises. And then when it comes to diet means what we eat, how we fuel our body. Diet is not about weight loss or weight gain. It's about what are we fueling into our body. The word diet in the diet culture here in the United States, especially, is all about losing weight, you know, gaining muscle, this and that. Yes, we want to fuel our body. So the type of diet that you choose needs to support your body and your lifestyle. Of course, of being healthy in the healthy realm. The type of lifestyle, the type of environment that you're in will affect your diet, will affect your movement practice, will affect your mindfulness, will affect your sleep, your stress levels, your work performance, home performance, family, life, everything. So really think about showing up for yourself, meaning doing things that serve you, things that make you feel good in your body, make you feel like you've accomplished something. And it doesn't have to be anything huge like a marathon, starting small. So here's some key elements about showing up for yourself. And I just talked about self-care, things, exercise, mindfulness, sleep, what you're eating, your diet, okay, and movement. Another thing is setting boundaries for yourself. What do I mean by setting boundaries? Well, we tend to say, yes, 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 I'll do this, I'll do that. And we're just spreading ourselves so thin that we are overwhelmed with saying yes to doing things for other people. It's okay to say no, and it's hard. Remember, I've always talked about if something is hard, we're going to go over to the easy route because we want to take the easier. It's easier to say yes, easier just to show up. Even though we're tired, we'll show up. And here you go again. If you said yes to a gazillion things for your PTA, for your work staff, or, you know, family, and you know in your mind you're exhausted and you're not getting enough sleep because you're staying up late hours trying to fulfill these things that you promised all these people, you're affecting your own well-being. So saying no to a couple of things doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Eventually, people will see, wait a minute, that person is taking care of themselves. They see their boundaries. They see their limits. Staying in your lane is important. Just really paying attention. I'm not saying don't help people. Be helpful within limits. I mean, within reason, I mean. Have your own limitations, your boundaries. So really kind of overextending yourself, what happens is you don't have time for yourself, for your own self-care. Again, this is what I talk about on the yoga mat and into my yoga coaching clients and my wellness coaching clients. Fill your cup up first. Mother Hubbard could not feed her family because her cupboard is bare. Do you want to be that bare cupboard, our container, our body, not having any more energy? We're depleted and we have nothing else to give, that we fall over. Who's going to take care of us? We need to take care of ourselves first. It is not being selfish. It is being selfless. You are doing your family and your loved ones a favor by creating boundaries. It's okay to say no if it doesn't serve you at that moment. So maybe when an email pops up, says, hey, can anyone volunteer to do this, that, or the other? And you immediately go to your calendar, you see you have a window of time, and you immediately answer, yes, I can do it. And then 6 weeks later, when you're supposed to do it, like, why did I sign up for this? I'm so exhausted. What was I thinking? So maybe taking a breath, a step back, and waiting to see if somebody else will volunteer to do it. If you already know that you have a lot of stuff that you need to take care of, even though it's something you may love, it's okay to pass it on to someone else that may need to do that in their life. So taking a step back before saying yes, take a couple of breaths, and maybe even tell people, if you don't want to say no right away, say, can I think about it and let you know tomorrow? And that will actually get you into better mindset to make sure that you take time to really think, do I really need to add this extra thing on my plate? Remember, I talked about the white space on the calendars in another episode. How much white space do you have in your calendar? Another thing is self-reflection. That's your mindfulness piece. Sitting down and just reflecting on yourself, really paying attention to being introspective, identifying what your values are. Do your actions connect to your values? Do they? Are you doing what serves you? If you have a value to have a healthy body, a healthy mind, live a peaceful life, not trying to make ends meet with time, always catching up, always feeling behind, does that match your values of wanting to be peace, at peace, and having a healthy life and feeling good in your body? It doesn't sound like they go together. So having values, connecting, and by really paying attention, by self-reflecting. Is what I'm doing this week, is what I'm doing today serving me? Is it allowing me to go to bed on time? Is it allowing me to wake up early enough so I'm not rushing out the door so I can have some mindfulness? Paying attention to my daily duties and needs. Resilience, bouncing back. Always having the strength to bounce back is another thing. Resilience is so important. When we were young, we were resilient. When we were kids, we would jump off a table and we would think that we could fly. Now we're obviously wiser. As we get older and more mature, we're not going to do something like that. We might break a bone. I mean, we might slip. It may not be a good idea, whatever it is that you've chosen to do. So being resilient, paying attention, is this going to serve me? Am I going to be able to bounce back? If I stay up till midnight tonight because I need to finish something that I promise, you know, I need to finish making 100 cupcakes for the PTA tomorrow because I promised them. Well, yeah, you committed, you need to do it, but are you going to be able to bounce back? You're going to be exhausted the next day if you don't go to bed normally at midnight. We all need sleep. We all need sleep. Sleep, without sleep, it's a vicious cycle. Your nutrition goes down, your mood goes down, you don't feel like exercising. It's just all a big circle. It's a vicious cycle. So self-compassion. When was the last time you sat down and you were compassionate towards yourself? Just being loving, kindness. You see, it takes courage to receive. It takes courage to receive. And even from yourself, it takes courage to receive. So when I talk about the heart chakra in yoga, what does the heart chakra represent? It represents love, compassion. It represents courage. Okay. Giving, kindness. That's what our heart chakra represents. That's what our, when we think heart, Valentine's Day, love, whatever. Yes. So we're people or creatures who love to give. It gives us joy to give people. It gives us joy to give someone a present. Yes. But think about it. When someone wants to give us a gift back, we're shy about it. Or maybe even a compliment. They say, oh, Mavi, your shirt looks great. I love it. Oh, this old thing is about 100 years old. What are you talking about? No, say, thank you. It's my favorite shirt. It's my Wubby. Take the compliment. So just self-compassion, opening up your heart to love yourself first. You're not a weirdo if you love yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, gosh, you look amazing today. I love it. You look great. You've been taking care of yourself. When was the last time you looked at your mirror and said that? In fact, I said that in yoga class the other day and invited my students to look at themselves in the mirror and say something out loud, looking at themselves directly in the eye and saying something amazing about themselves. And I asked them to text me if and when they did it. And would you believe that actually one yoga student, only one, I was surprised. I thought maybe more would do it. And I reminded them again this week. And I told them that one yoga student responded to me and they said, I did it and it felt amazing. So self-compassion, loving yourself. Another thing is goal setting. Setting goals for yourself, having a big goal, but then breaking it down to mini goals so that you feel like you've accomplished something. Whether it be exercise or eating healthy for the whole day, not binging on potato chips when you get home. If we fuel our body properly, we won't binge on potato chips. So just kind of thinking back, what can I do? What are some small steps I can do to prepare myself from coming home and lying on the couch and scrolling on my phone and just binging on potato chips? What can I do to prevent that? What are some small steps? Because my goal is to come home and feel good about myself at the end of the day when I go to bed. And embracing change. Change happens every decade of our life. I feel like my son's best friend, his mom and I went for a walk. This was back in during COVID days. And we were talking about every 10 years, or maybe 5 years, our children are changing, we are changing. And she shared with me, she called it seasons of life. I really enjoyed that. I liked that. I was like, that resonates with me. It's a season of life. So we're embracing the seasons, embracing the change in our body and in our lifestyle. As we get older, as we mature, things change. My son is going to get married this October. I am excited. It's a huge season change for me. I'm no longer just a mother. I am going to be a mother-in-law. Wow. That sounds weird. I'm trying to embrace that. And I'm going to. We just have to embrace the change. Changes are healthy for us. Without change, we won't move forward. We won't reach our ultimate goals. So here are those are just a few things about, you know, taking care of yourself by showing up for yourself. And another thing I wanted to share with you, which is directly connected with showing up for yourself, is don't give up on yourself. So here's the meaning of not giving up on yourself. It means maintaining belief in your potential worth and abilities, even in the face of challenges, setback, or self-doubt. It involves resilience, determination, and a positive mindset to keep moving forward despite obstacles. So what do we need to not give up on ourselves? We need perseverance. We just need to keep going. You may not see a result right away. For example, my magic pill for weight loss, here it is, guys, drum roll, is logging your food. If you log your food, that's the magic pill. I have been coaching clients for several years now with weight loss. That's part of my program. It is game changing. The magic pill is called the Awareness Project. You don't just do it with food. You could do it with your exercise. You could do it with your water. You could do it with how many times you meditated, how many times you practice yoga, or whatever it is, whatever habit that you're trying to create, log it. And then when you look at how many days you did it and what you did or what you ate, what you exercised, whatever, blah, 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 you're going to start to notice, okay, this is what I did and this is what works. Unless you put it down somewhere, you're not going to be aware. You're not going to know that you walked by someone's desk and grazed on that handful of M&Ms 10 times that day. It adds up, guys. So the point is, perseverance is continue, just keep going. No one became strong in the gym by lifting 5 pounds and doing one bicep curl, guys. Okay. So just keep showing up to yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Keep showing up and keep exercising, keep logging, whatever it is that you're trying to do to get to your goal. And one day, bam, the magic happens. It will happen. You'll break through that plateaued weight, if that's the issue. You'll break through that extra rep that you wanted to do in the gym and you just were not able to get it without losing form. Whatever it is, keep going. It's hard. We have to talk to ourselves about that. A positive mindset. And I'm not talking about, oh, everything's, you know, rosy and perfect. No, no, no. I'm talking about just believe in yourself. Say, you know what? You're doing it. At least you're showing up and you're doing it. So don't give up on yourself. You got this. Be your own coach. So in self-empowerment, you got this. Looking at yourself in the mirror and say, yes, this is it. I'm doing this. I feel great today because I didn't do blah, blah, blah yesterday that makes me feel like junk. If you need to seek support, get a health and wellness coach, get an accountability partner, something. Seek support and so that you will show up for yourself. Or maybe, like, I have an accountability partner, one of my really good friends. We're talking about logging food. I'm the worst at logging food, but I've been doing it for 6 weeks straight. Again, I'm back on track. Why am I the worst? I fall off the wagon. Yes, I'm human, guys. And then I jump back on again. And when I do log, I feel so much better because I know what I'm eating and I know what makes me feel good. And I'll know what doesn't make me feel good. So seeking support, learning from your mistakes. So again, I'll come back to the logging food example. Mistake meaning, what did I eat that actually started inflammation in my body that didn't serve me? What did I eat that made me look puffy in the morning? Did I have a glass or two of wine last night? You know, what is it that made me look puffy and look like I was in a bar fight and someone punched me in the eyes and my eyes are inside? I don't know. So just really listen and learn from the mistakes and celebrate your successes. Celebrate your wins. Celebrate. And I'm not saying, you know, if you've been trying to have, you're having a letting go of weight journey to go eat a big banana split, not that type of celebration. Give yourself something that you've always wanted to do. Did you want to go shopping and buy that cute shirt? Did you want to go to the spa? Did you want to have a date with your friend? What is it that you were looking for? So do something to celebrate your success. So you have something to look forward to. And then being adaptive to the environment. Things change, things ebb and flow, guys. Remember I said the seasons change. Being adaptive to your environment. So, and let and allow things to happen and then have a plan B. And this is what I say in yoga class sometimes, you know, like the other day I was teaching at the gym and the Bluetooth would not connect to the microphone. And I looked at everybody. I said, I guess I'm going to have to speak out loud. So always have a plan B. And I said, I have plan A through Z. I'm ready for anything. I have to be ready for anything so I can be adaptive. I'm supposed to be calm on my yoga mat and teach these people, right? I'm not supposed to flip out because the microphone's not working. I just have to raise my voice and walk around the room. It was not a big deal. It wasn't the end of the world. That's what I'm saying. So in summary, if you show up for yourself and you don't give up on yourself, because both of them are interconnected, they're concepts that involve self-care, self-compassion, perseverance, and a commitment to personal growth and well-being. So by embracing these principles, you can create a more fulfilling and resilient life journey. Another example I wanted to give you guys before I let you go, and this is what started this whole podcast episode, is I was working with a coaching client the other day. We do a walking and talking, talk-based coaching program together. So I take her for a walk. We go together for a walk and I coach her and we chat and that's what we do. So we're incorporating her movement. The exciting thing is she did not think, this was our first time that we did it this week and we're going to be doing it. We've been just doing talk-based coaching on Zoom, but she said, let's move while we do this. And I was so proud of her. She did not think she could walk a mile. I didn't know that she was thinking that. I just found this out the other day. She just shared that with me. She did not think she could walk a mile. I thought she was already doing this. Okay. And she made the mile. And then we sat on the bench and we talked and did some more coaching and it was amazing. And she felt empowered. But while we were walking, she shared a story with me, which I told her and she was okay with it, that I'm going to steal the story because I loved it. She goes to the farm. Her mom has a farm every weekend and she helps her mom on the farm. And it's just way out in somewhere in Virginia here, in the boonies. You know, dirt roads, it's amazing. And so they were driving and nobody's in a hurry. Everybody's, you know, kind of doing their own thing out here in the countryside. And here in Northern Virginia, where we live, everybody's crazy. Everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's cutting people off. Well, they were driving along on the dirt road and she stopped because there was a turtle crossing the road. They got out of the car and she was like, okay, little turtle. And she was just cheering this turtle on to keep moving. And she didn't care if another car came behind her to wait, because first of all, if another car came behind them, they probably would have waited patiently. And she was cheering this turtle on. Come on, turtle. You don't want to be a turtle pancake. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And I was just like, I'm taking something from this story. She was telling me how people are not stressed out. They're chill in the countryside. I took something else totally different from this story. I looked at her and I said, look at that. You did not give up on somebody else, on the turtle. You are cheering that turtle on. So if you would not give up on somebody else, why would you give up on yourself? And I wasn't saying that she was giving up on herself. I was just talking in general. Why do we give up on ourselves? We are so into helping other people, helping them lift them up, helping them become successful. But why do we give up on ourselves? That's the question. So show up for yourself. And don't give up on yourself. Just remember that little turtle that she was cheering on. That was an incredible story, an incredible journey for the both of us. It was a great walk and talk coaching sessions. Get your movement in and get your stories in. That's all I have for you all today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that some of this has resonated with you. If it has, please feel free to share this episode with someone else that you think may need it. I would love for you guys to share my podcast, my YouTube videos, people to subscribe. I'm trying to grow. Again, I'm being persevere. I keep trying. I don't know how many people are listening or how many people are watching, but I'm going to keep going because it's not the fruition that I'm looking for. It's the experience. It's the joy that it gives me to share what I've learned. If any of you guys are interested in joining a yoga session, please message me or visit my website, pranahealthpc.com. If you want a health and wellness coaching session, I would love to work with you. We could do a walk and talk if you're in the area of Northern Virginia, or we could do a movement-based practice on Zoom. Would love to either way. Until next time, I hope you guys have a wonderful Friday, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.